Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and my co-host, Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to have an engaging conversation with you. So if you would like to engage with us in very, very spontaneous and mad, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm trying not to say engaging again.
Engaging? Anyway. Why don't you want to say engaging again?
Mad engaging conversation. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, to have mad engaging conversation with us here at Smooth
or
Drama.
Or thought-provoking. It can
thought
be thought-provoking.
Thought-provoking conversation with us. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Also, if you want to have those same live, interactive, spontaneous, thought-provoking conversations, you can go to the website. Yeah, see? Smoothdrama.com. There we have a chat room that is live and spontaneous and thought-provoking and interactive. And it's anonymous. You can be who you want to be. You want to be the orange soda person? You can be the orange soda person. If you want to be Kermit the Frog, damn it, you can be Kermit the Frog. Who you want to be? Jump into the Smooth Drama chat room at www.smoothdrama.com and just frog out. Anyway, also, if you want a social network with us, especially Brown Sugar, you know, if you ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself and Mr. Lavender will add you, and we'll also give you Brown Sugar's phone number so y'all can talk and have conversation anytime you want. Brown Sugar is always looking for stalkers. Always.
I was going to say, I believe my phone number is already on the site, so you won't have to give it out. It's on the site.
It's on the site. But, see, I didn't want to tell them that, but see, you told, see, Brown Sugar looking for stalkers. So if y'all want to stalk us, Brown Sugar, her phone number is on the website. You give her a call. Leave her a message. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, follow us, add us, commentate with us, conversate with us. See, I'm not leaving you out, Brown Sugar. Conversate with us.
Yes, conversate.
Conversate with
us. I'm here for it.
Right. That's what we do. We conversate here at Smooth Drama. And speaking of conversating, it's the more scrumptious of apocalypse. I got a report of death, Brown Sugar. I got a report of death. Cortana, as of yesterday, Microsoft gave up on Cortana, which means on Android and iOS, you won't have Cortana no more. So if you were one of those 12 people who actually had Cortana and used it.
I was going to say, where did Cortana come from again? Microsoft, you said?
Yeah, she was Microsoft's Siri and Alexis, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, she didn't quite cut it. You know, Microsoft put her out there in the streets. They had her in thongs. and everything, and it didn't work.
But are people buying their phones?
Buying whose phones?
Microsoft.
No, it's Cortana was a feature that was on the phone if you wanted it to be. Yeah, it was.
Also,
it
didn't automatically come with the phone.
No. It's there,
well, that's their problem,
but only if you want to use it. So it's gone on Android and the iOS as of yesterday. So, yeah. It was when I first opened up my computer. It's still supported on the computer, but you have to, like, log into the account, whatnot. When I first brought my desktop computer and my laptop, Cortana greeted me. Welcome. Would you like to enable me? And I said some cuss words, and I disabled Cortana. But
okay. I'm just trying to understand, like, that's the same with Siri, though.
Yes. And if
so,
Siri,
like, we can use
same,
it or not. So I'm trying to figure out why they got rid of it.
Because nobody was using it, and they would have to support it. And they didn't want to have to support 12 people.
Okay. Well, that's interesting,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
That nobody was using it.
Nobody. You know, people love it. So it's certain snitches in this world that people love more than others. And I guess Cortana wasn't quite snitchy enough for everybody. So they're going to focus on the other snitches, like the Google sense, all that other stuff that they have in the house that's listening to you. Yeah. So.
And that's what I'm saying. That's just interesting to me that if you have a Google or, you know, because a lot of people have different, you know, devices. So they might have an iPad, they might have the Google Home, and they, you know, whatever. So I mean,
yeah,
you already have
multiple
a tracker,
ways to stuff. Right?
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, why wouldn't they use Cortana? That's why I asked if people were buying the phone, because those people weren't using it.
Yeah. It's not about the phone. It's at Windows, whatnot, and so.
Okay.
They tried it for the iPhone, but it didn't. Nobody cared. So Cortana, she didn't get love in the street. She was trying to give the booty away for free, and it didn't. It didn't even matter. People said no. You couldn't even give away digital booty. I don't know what to say. But that's what happens in the apocalypse. Snitches get digital stitches. So the time is gone.
That's interesting.
So y'all pour something out for Cortana tonight. Pour something out.
I mean, I just feel like they probably shouldn't have had a phone in the first place, to be honest.
It's not a phone, it's an app. Cortana, you've never talked to Cortana? See, you've never had
a
computer. I forget who I'm talking to. You're one of them.
Well, don't say I've never had a computer.
You're one of them people. Never had a computer. Maybe you looked at a desktop.
I've had iPads.
I had a desktop
years ago.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Use the Windows Vista woman.
I just used what I had at work, so I didn't necessarily need one at home.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of homes, so in Massachusetts, because this is the apocalypse, right? In Massachusetts, there's a sign outside a home in her neighborhood. And on top of the sign, it says the broker's name and their contact information, along with the words "not haunted." And so that obviously got a whole lot of folks interested, because the broker said not haunted. So I'm going to say, and this might be a theme for the night, there's people who like making and eating s'mores, who may or may not go to a place that says it's not haunted because they're thinking it's haunted, and hey, I should move in there, and that's a good idea. Now, I could say that's an apocalypse thing. I could say that, but we know it's not true. It's just people who like making and eating s'mores, they like that kind of stuff.
Apparently, I love s'mores.
Okay.
I'm not into haunted things, though.
Okay. It's not haunted, though. That's the thing. See? Because I don't want to be racial. I said to myself today, damn it, it's Friday Eve. I ain't going to be racial. Not one time am I going to be racial. It's not going to happen.
You're going to be racial.
I'm not. It's Friday Eve. You know what? I'm purging myself. I'm just gonna let it go. I'm not gonna breathe in the air of racialism and racialistics. So we're gonna make up some words tonight. So that movie where you look at, because I won't even look at a house that's not haunted if they have the sign up, because I'm like, what if the spirit decides I want to hang out? Oh, I like his goatee. I'm going to go hang out with him at his house. See, they hitch a ride, and boom, there you go. But good luck in Massachusetts. People who like making and eating s'mores. Except for brown sugar. I'm talking about all them other people.
Okay.
Just wanted to put that out there. Because I'm not being racial. It's not happening.
Okay.
But.
I don't know. I guess it is racial. Not racism, it's racial. So, yeah. Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Don't do it. See, you trying. You trying me. Don't do it. I'm going into the dumbass of the week, damn it. All right. Our dumbass of the week, brown sugar. They always come with the thunder and the lightning and the thunder. So there was a man was arrested. Police pulls him over, and he gives them a fake name. Unfortunately for him, the fake name had active warrants out for the arrest. So see, this is where, when we talk about people who don't have good homies, this is where it shows, because you're going to give a fake name. I mean, one, you're fugazi. Because you're going to use somebody else's name and potentially get them in trouble. Two, you know you hang around all criminals because you're a criminal. And what do? You going to say the criminal's name. Not thinking that more than likely you and your homie got warrants. So this is where, and this is something that I've talked about, it's a common theme where I say there's cool people, and they're cool till like they graduate or don't graduate from high school and they work on their GED for about 12 years. Or you got the other folks. Now, if you're one of the cool people and you may or may not be listening to this, please get yourself a non-cool friend. Get a couple of them. That way you'll be okay. That they'll give you some advice. Like, one, if the police stop you, just pull your regular stuff out. Yes, they may shoot you, but that's the chance we all take when police pull us over. That's the lottery that you don't want to be in, right? But at least,
yeah,
if you're honest, it's all right, man. You know, but if you use the homie's name that got warrants, and then they go down and then they find out your real name, not only do you get arrested and get in trouble, but police probably going to hit on you a couple times because you could have just told us your real name. You don't even have warrants, stupid. And then they searched the car and found that he had paraphernalia. Stupid people. See, now I could say, and this is scapegoat, and I don't know if you'll ride with me on this one, because the water got lead in it in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We can say maybe he was drinking that water, been drinking that water for a while now, and that's why he messed up. And he couldn't think right. That worked. No? I'm just saying.
I mean,
that's a good excuse. I mean, you go to trial, you're in Michigan, and you know, why would you use somebody else? I'm sorry, Your Honor. I've been living in Michigan all my life. I can't afford filters. So I've been drinking the tap. And I mean, who even knew
to buy a filter, first of all, though? At some point, you didn't even know to buy one. Like, I didn't know I needed one.
Well, it's been 7 years now. Remember 2014?
Well, I mean, just, okay, so... 7 years, but what about the time before then?
Right.
But maybe I got a filter for those 7 years, but I don't know how long I've been drinking contaminated water.
I know. So that's the excuse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got to use what we got. It's pathetic. And when I say pathetic, it's pathetic the fact that it's 2014 and they still haven't said, hey, all the pipes are changed in Flint. We still ain't heard that headline yet where somebody just steps out and is like, yeah, I fixed all the pipes in Flint. And, you know, the person who fixed all the pipes in Flint should probably get reelected for the rest of their life, right? It's like, look, I saved y'all from all kinds of ailments. And so, coincidentally, you could just say, I mean, because... if I can get money for drinking hot coffee that I ordered and suing and winning, I should be able. And I mean, let's think about it, Brown Sugar. You get caught up by the police, you use my name, you don't know I'm on the FBI watch list.
No, I don't.
And plus, they're
in fact, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, and so then you say, well, I'm trans. I mean, it's all kinds of things you can say, right, to try to get off. My name used to be that name, but I've switched over. So now you go and you just say, hey, I grew up in Michigan. I drank that water. Sometimes I don't feel right. What they gonna say? I mean, that's the realest argument for everything in Michigan. I either lived in Flint or lived near Flint. I was just saying, 7 years later, and we ain't talking about before, because we know if they caught it in 2014, it probably existed like 2005, but we not going to talk about that. We just going to go from when they caught it. And it's 2021. That was 2014. Flint. So anybody in Michigan, if you're listening, please use I drink tap water as a defense. I'm just saying, it sounds it's funny, but it's not funny because it's funny because it's real.
Well, if you don't laugh about it, you will cry, definitely, because it's sad.
Just a little bit. Just a little.
You try just a little bit. Well, yeah, I mean, we're not hurt by it because we're not the ones drinking it, but I'm just saying, if you can't joke about some things, you sure will cry about them.
Yeah. Well, on that note, in talking about crying, I don't think I can go a show without talking about something happening in Florida. I mean, they have sulfur water. So, I mean, I actually have been in Florida a couple times. Why, I don't know now, knowing what I know. But I was there, and I actually smelled the sulfur water. It exists. It's real. They even offer it to you to drink. And I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm not drinking this. Why would I drink sulfur water? Anyway,
right.
I'm digressing because I'm talking about Tampa. There's a Tampa man who lost his job at a marketing and web design company, meaning he was making good money, after he was exposed. He had a video advertising a fake COVID-19 vaccine card business. The honorable mention, dumb as stuck. Dumb as stuck, that's what I'm going to say. He had a video online advertising a fake COVID-19 vaccine card business. Because, hey, if you're going to do something illegal, you want to tell everybody. So you can drum up business. Oh my God. I see. And this.
I mean, I would assume that's for traveling, though, right?
Okay. You. I don't think you heard me, Brown Sugar. He got exposed on TikTok because he was advertising a fake COVID-19 vaccine card business online. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why you would even have a fake card. I mean, why would you do that? Like,
because I want to be able to do stuff and say, hey, I got my vaccine. Okay. But it's not. So, one, there's that part. And two, you're advertising illegal. It's illegal online. Hey, That's like, I steal cars. What kind of car you want? Hit me up. www.imadumbassmother.com. You see what I'm saying? He's advertising.
I mean, I do.
You
I definitely do. What do you mean? I see what you're saying, yes. I don't understand. I don't know. I'm confused.
You're not trying to see the logic in
the whole situation.
Right. You're not understanding the wrong thing. You'll see it. Okay. Hey, that's like a hitman. I murder people. I'm trying to drum up business. Hit me up. I'm going to make a video talking about what I do. That's illegal.
Yeah, but people talk about all the time, though.
Okay. So you may know somebody who knows somebody, but most of them, you can't look them up on the ground. I'm just saying.
No. You're right.
Okay.
That's true.
I'm just saying. If we talking about it, we're being real about it.
I guess desperate times calls for desperate measures.
No. Mm-mm. No, I'm not. No, see, the apocalypse just highlights stupid. It puts a spotlight on it. Stupid ain't. It's been here. And so I think I'm going to have to reiterate my position that I've had for past 25 years now. See, I'm going to blame some of you so-called educated people. If you're listening, hopefully I'm not talking about you. Maybe I'm talking about somebody else. If you're intelligent, you make sense. And you're not going to advertise your illegal business online, on social media, then I'm talking to you. There are people who are, they should not, and man, I can't believe I'm saying it, but I am saying this. So, you know how we talk about there's a philosophy from folks. I complained about Thanos, the useless eater theory.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes you're justified in that. Even though when they say useless eaters, they're just talking about us, right? But I'm just talking about all of them in the broad stroke. There are some folks they have kids. See, this dude. Probably he might have a couple kids already. Might have 3 or 4 kids. You see what I'm saying? And he gonna pass stupid on. This is what we talk about. This is why I talk about dumbass of the week. Because these are the folks that's having kids. They giving out fake names and warrants of their homie that know they've been arrested like 14 times. All these stupid people that are copying. I ain't gonna talk about Gorilla Glue Girl, but the people who are copying Gorilla Glue Girl, Gorilla Glue Dude got his lip pulled. He got kids. They got kids. So one is an
indictment.
Yeah,
she has 5 and she's about to have 6.
Okay. So that's proving my point. Too many stupid people have kids. And not enough people with intelligence having kids. So you're losing out. And even if you're intelligent, you know 9 times out of 10, one in the batch probably going to be messed up. Or might skew the wrong way. So the weight is even worse. So yeah, if you're intelligent and you ain't got no kids and you listening, I'm not gonna cuss. I'm not going to cuss, but I'm cussing. Just so you know, I mentally cussed at you because you part of the problem. Damn it. I said it. Got me all riled up. Why? Why am I riled up, Brown Sugar? Stupid.
I don't know.
Just stupid for no reason. Rap snitches telling all they business. This the era of folks who go right in the rap. I killed the dude. I buried him in the yard. Just stupid. You sung it and shit. Made it a rhythm. Trap music. Trapping your damn self. You know how I feel. All right.
You just keep going in on that, though.
I'm not. You know what? I'm going break. We're going to go on break. This is Nas. Nice. Peace theme.
One, two. Check one, two, one, two. Who got more style than sunroof? Check one, two. Yo, I'm hot like 95 Fahrenheit. On a summer night, tight spot where bodies rot. Rats straight from water drops in the streets, niggas. Little kids get cops with red dots. Philosophical gangster with violent priors. Going back like black and white TVs with flyers. Leaning on broke down cars with flat tires. Flash iron on anybody trying on the blocks. I'm supplying almighty calls for my peace. Top balloons up and swallow them in the penile. Got goons, lots of them. Top feed them and run, don't want no drama. Certain parts of the streets, the beast don't want a part of martyr. Hood haunted like a Dakota, where John Lennon was shot up. But he sang for peace, he banged for freedom. Hang with wild Jamaicans from Kingston who drank Irish malt. Listening to Peter Winston, Macintosh. Lightning hits the top of the church steeple when I'm writing. Semi-automatic, no hype, it's frightening. The PC, plenty at night, they gon' act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The PC, plenty at night, they gon' act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The PC, plenty at night, they gon' act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The PC, plenty at night, they gon' act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. I take summers off cause I love winter beef. Started 87 with the shoddy and the sheep. Three-quarter left beige, dressed to kill, bust a shell at the ground. Tell it to the crowd, nobody like a stitch. Everybody shut their mouth. Woolrich, Carhartt, gunpowder stain. Smelling like cheese, that's a melt on the brain. Steaming on your girl's bamboos on your chain. Got ill up on the train. Switching off a cap of the English in my vein. Might have pushed you on the track. Jeff crack fiends who can't speak, scream noises. Cause she bought a drum of soap from one of my boys. It's just another day in the hood and I'm with some wild brothers up to no good. We saw the movies like Tony Montana and them. But our style was just them proud and we robbing them. Money dudes make them come up out their shoes. Run they jewels, word is wrong. While my man Nino gone and I had to make a song. Speaking on my old life for the thieves who come out at night. The thief theme, plenty at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief theme, plenty at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief theme, plenty at night, they won't act right. Right, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The beat thing, plenty at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. One, two. Check, one, two, one, two, one, two. One, two. Check, one, two, one, two. Who got more style than sunroof? Sunroof.
Together you got the smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Nas Beasting. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, Brown Sugar, I was going in on a conspiracy theory earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to wait. Talk to you about it. Wanted to wait to talk to you about it. Talk my human. You know, I have my indictment on the human species. And then I thought, you know what? Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. maybe I should just look at science. You know that stuff, science, people research stuff. Even though scientists have bias, right? Scientists have bias. But I should just go off science. So, I found something, brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about evolution. You want to hear what it said?
I do.
Guess what? It says humans will probably evolve to be venomous.
Venomous like snakes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, they said that venom systems evolve multiple times in numerous vertebrates, enabling the exploitation of unique predatory niches. And they said how they evolve remains poorly understood. And so, when it came to thousands of genes that are found to be expressed in tandem with venom release in animals with venom glands, they found the same genes and physical mechanisms were at work in plain old saliva glands in other animals, including, you guessed it, humans. Some humans, their saliva glands are similar to saliva or salivary glands of other what they call amniotes. So, they say humans will probably evolve to be venomous. But, you know what I'm going to do? Because I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? Now, you've heard of reptilians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I was going to say that, the reptile people.
Right. So, let's say... Because there is some research, some archaeology out there, some anthropology out there that suggests that, like, for instance, Cro-Magnon man didn't have what you would call human DNA. Okay? So, I mean, this is something you can, like, actually look up and see that there's a lot of people who agree with that. And so, we can say... Maybe Cro-Magnon man and people who had Cro-Magnon man genes, maybe they evolved from reptile people. And they used to have venomous glands and maybe still do. Does that sound far-fetched?
No, because I was going to ask, does it say who they did the study on? And they said some people. So
yeah.
Who were the some people? Like,
well,
you know, like what demographic?
Well, you know, they don't talk about it, but they do talk about how there's a common genetic ancestor and how it's so exciting. And how it highlights how there's a shared link between specifically mammals and reptiles. So there's a handful of venomous mammals, and they say the actual venom they secrete is different. So how did that happen? Who was bumping? Now, this is where I would agree with the term bumping uglies. Who was bumping uglies to get to the poisonous part?
I mean, you don't necessarily have to do that. I mean, you can cross DNA without sex. So
yes, you can do that. In the studies, there's the actual studies where they say that there's civilized civilizations that were very advanced, and maybe they did do some DNA crossbreeding
mm-hmm.
like we do now.
Yeah.
I find it interesting, as a conspiracy theorist, that there would be people whose salivary glands are similar to reptiles.
And what is your theory, sir?
Well, I mean, it's already out there. It's not like I made it up. Before I was born, they were talking about reptile people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
when we were young, it was Land of the Lost, and they had the Sleestaks. Stacks.
Yes, that used to be one of my favorites.
Don't remember that. They had the Sleestaks, right? And so maybe those humans in the past, maybe them and the Sleestaks looked at each other and was like, you ain't all that bad. And even if I break off your lizard dick, you just going to grow a new one. So let's go.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, that's possible.
Yeah.
If you talk about a sleep stat.
Right. And I'm saying it. So the concept, yes, we're talking about science fiction, right? But if we're talking about something that is scientifically verified as far as there's a species that didn't have human DNA that crossed with folks that quote unquote have human DNA. Hey. Who knows? I mean, I could be just talking outside my neck. I mean, maybe I'm talking outside of my neck, brown sugar. Maybe I am.
I mean, I just always feel that anything is possible. And I feel like if they're coming out with, you know, they always just, you know, just stay under the radar with their scientific finds. They just stay right under the radar to where it could be real. It can, you know, it could be fiction, nonfiction. No, let's just see. Let's just see what happens. You know, the whole sleep stack, I could see it.
Yeah, but nobody cares about it.
If you're the last woman and the last man is a sleep stack, you know, quote unquote man is a sleep stack, then wait, we got to do something. Or if you're the last man and then the last womanish is a sleep stack.
So I'm gonna ask you this question, brown sugar. So you didn't open the door. You didn't creak it open. So you're the last woman on earth, and the last male on earth is a Sleestak. You making it happen?
I mean, I'm not going to say what I wouldn't do. I mean, if it's hypothetical, then it's the possibility is yes.
Okay.
Why not?
So, hey, lizard people out there, this is why you want to call in. If you're a lizard person, you may not be able to get a date with brown sugar. You can call her on the website. Leave her a message.
My number is there.
All right. She might call you back.
I mean, but that you're not the last. They're not the last male on earth. So.
How do you know though?
Well, you're here for one.
How do you know I'm not
for two?
That, you don't know.
Oh, I know.
There's a
you
lot
could
of
be.
Us
so then.
Here.
But that's exactly what I was going to say, because how do you know, like I can remember V, and some of those people look like humans, and you didn't know they were lizards until you cut them open, or you cut them or something, I can't remember exactly. So how would you know? Like you could be procreating with an alien now and not know it. I mean, everybody's so weird, so how did you know?
Well, so I guess this is where you would have the middle-aged woman test. I always say middle-aged women are furnaces. So if you're not a furnace, uh-oh.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying. Lizards, and you would say half lizard people. they would technically have a temperature issue. And, you know, there's a group of people who have that, I'm trying to think of that blood. Dang, I can't even think about it.
Not sickle cell.
No. No, it's a rare type of blood. And it's in...
Oh, the pocket. R
yeah.
Something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you think about it. You have that rare type of blood. Are you not?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. So, I mean,
well,
there's lots of people who have, you know, rare, not, you know, there's lots of other blood types that are rare as well. So,
right.
I mean, it's possible.
And why is that? There's something else in the DNA.
I don't know.
And maybe that's why some folks are about quote unquote racial purity. Because
possibly.
I'm a lizard and I don't want to not be a lizard. And I'm gonna have 9 lizards.
And you know, and I totally would be okay with that if that's what the issue is. So then just say that, and I bet you the majority of people would be like, you know what, you're right. Go find your people and be with him.
Right. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. So that's, see, because once again, I'm not going to be racial tonight. You can be racial tonight. I'm going to transcend racialistics tonight. I'm transcending it. I'm putting the sin.
I mean, but there's no way to know. I mean, I don't think this is like, I mean, it could be a racial issue. But I mean, it could be.
I know.
I mean, how come? I mean, if you're talking about DNA, that has to do with the race.
Not going down that rabbit hole.
Okay.
Transracialistics. Okay. I ain't doing it. Not tonight. It's Friday Eve. I'm not doing it.
I mean, lizard people would be a whole nother species, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's why you would have folks with non-human DNA. That's why you would have folks with rare blood types. Yeah, it kind of makes sense, except for it don't, because then it would make sense. We ain't trying to do that.
Yeah.
We got to that point yet. We ain't got to that point yet. Oh, also, because I was researching when I wasn't researching, if that means something. So they said that scientists implant and then reverse false memories in people. They said researchers have demonstrated just how easy it is to trick the mind into remembering something that didn't happen. They use simple techniques to reverse false memories. So, And they say this is a feat that paves the way for a deeper understanding of how memory works. Yeah.
And I believe in that.
Yeah. So they say that they can suggest false memories and you can reverse them by giving people a different framing. So, for example, remember all throughout the 90s, when you used to crack my toes, brown sugar, and clean the toe jam out, I appreciated
that.
I used to tell you that every day. Like, you know what, brown sugar? Thank you for cracking my toes and cleaning out my toe jam.
I never did that.
Right. I remember that. I know you remember that, too. It's like, because it's hard to forget toe jam. Toe jam is one of those things that's hard to forget. So,
yeah, but what if I say I never did that, though? But that's your memory and not mine.
Well, see, then you could say, hey, some people block out memories because it's associated with a time that was bad for them. So everything that happened in that time period did not happen because you blocked it out.
Yeah. That's how people have split personalities, too.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's what is called the dissociative disorder or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Coping mechanism.
You have a clean break. So, where it's a true thing. I appreciate the toe jam cleaning because I have a toe jam problem where, you know, but for some reason, every other day I get an extreme buildup of toe jam. And
yeah, that's because you gotta stop wearing 10 pairs of socks. I know you like that cushion.
Yeah,
you gotta stop wearing so many pairs of socks.
But that's gotta happen. So, toe jam.
You gotta let your feet air out. Let it air out. 30 minutes.
Yeah, but then everybody sees the toe jam. They would know
you do
that
it at home.
No.
You close your door, have some quiet time, tell them you're meditating, air your feet out. It's going to take some time taking off all 10 pairs of socks, so, you know, give yourself about 45 minutes. Air them out.
Okay. I'll consider it. But then...
Thank you.
I can say, you know, it's how we've fallen off, where we used to be really, really close. And now I don't have my friend who cleans the toe jam from my toes anymore. And so I may or may not have a break.
Okay, that's fine. So then if you just feel like, you know, that's going to be something that, you know, continues our bond, then I'll do it. I'll keep on.
Okay, thank you. Right, because I know you remember it like I remember it. Because all that time that I was in Oakland, you know, flying up to Oakland just so I get the toe jam cleared out and then flying back right after.
Yep, you had that standing appointment.
Spent a lot of money unnecessarily. But
I think you did.
Clearing the toe jam is very important. I mean,
but, you know, keeping a bond is equally important. So.
So I bring this up. Because, once again, I may or may not be a conspiracy theorist, right? And so we've talked about the Mandela effect on the show before, and we know that the government had a program, MK Ultra, which basically was about mind control. And, you know, Jim Jones... Other CIA operatives have been, you know, been rumored to be part of the MK Ultra project. So when we talk about scientists being able to implant and then reverse false memories, what is that as we say implications? In our modern everyday life. So I may or may not know a little bit about coding. And what I may or may not know about coding is you can put secret messages in coding. It's a thing.
I believe.
So
mm-hmm.
as I say, so like, for example, if you go to our website, there may... or may not be secret coding in there that says every time you click on our website, you're going to fall in love with me and Brown Sugar. You're going to love Smooth Drama. You digitally had a child with Smooth Drama. That may or may not exist in the coding of the website. Now, I say that facetiously. Maybe. And
maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But then you start talking about So we have satellite signals. All of this stuff is internet coding based. TV, everything that we do, your phone, whatever. They all have the capabilities, the capacity for that secret subliminal implanted and reversible false memories pre-programmed in there. Maybe Cortana, who's dead now, but maybe not dead, Siri, Lexus, maybe they whisper sweet nothings in our ears when we sleep. Because technically when we're asleep, we're open to being brainwashed and given subliminal suggestions. Because your brain is scraping and cleaning.
Yeah, and the brain is always on.
Right. Well, it turns off and it's cleaning itself and scrubbing. That's supposedly the term that they give it, where there's fluid that it goes in and it's scrubbing away some of the quote unquote stress, whatever. But there's the stuff that's with you. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that is associated with the brain that's talked about, not talked about. It's very, very interesting stuff. And so you start thinking about subliminal messages. TV on, TV off, phone on, phone off. What is, so for example, like dogs and cats, animals in general, they can hear different frequencies. And what is that different frequency saying? Like you got the dog whistle, right? And your dog will go crazy. Your cat will go crazy as hell. Snakes, whatever. They all go crazy because they hear it. Because remember, they understand our languages. These animals that we call these dumb animals, they're fucking brilliant. We just don't give them the credit for it. Because they're simple enough to say, well, if you're going to feed me food and you're going to talk stupid but give me food and rub my belly, why not? I don't have to work for it. It is, there's some common sense to that. That we as humans who are sophisticated don't understand. Because if we think about it, I mean, and I think you said it, Brown Sugar, a couple weeks ago. If you could be fed, rubbed, your belly rubbed, whatnot, you were good with that. Remember that?
I do, and that was some time ago, yeah.
Yeah. So now if you think about it in them terms, That's basically what your pet is like. Man, I look out here. They looking out the window like, man, it look hard as hell out there. They see their contemporaries out there, and they talking to each other. It's like, yeah, man, I'm sorry. But, you know, there's only room for one. That's going to be me. You know. Just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just putting that out there. We have a preconceived notion of what intelligence is, and so, I mean, I thought about that, man. So they would, and see, that's the thing, because the humans are the one that mess up the stuff. Like, you know, like you can't have the pet sheep because folks was looking at sheets, and there's some people write porn talking about dogs. It's like, I don't get it. And, you know, the animals is like, why? Why can't we just be with dogs? You know, because the dog, he's like, I got bitches. Why? Why you call yourself bitches? No, we got bitches. I know bitches. Every spring, I'm out there hitting bitches. See? I'm just saying. Because I'm going to guess that pets say that. I'm going to guess that they say that when they talk to each other. Just a thought. And so, we talk about What is the hidden sounds that's like the Pied Piper for humans?
Sound?
What is it? Because you know you got animals, right? You got them whistles.
Yeah.
And animals in the neighborhood or look around like what? What is those sounds that make us do that and make us go crazy? Where you're just like,
Oh goodness, that would be
right.
The other, yeah.
Is it trap sounds. Music? Is it trap music?
It might be for some.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, is it Lil Nas X? Call
Maybe
my
for
name
some.
Or whatever the hell his song is. I'm just saying, because you know there's certain folks they sing at a certain frequency that draws folks to them. Like,
yeah,
why?
I mean, because it could just be a voice. It could just be a voice.
Okay, well,
women loved Barry White's voice.
Right.
You know, women love a deep masculine voice. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, but they like the light voices too. I mean, Eddie Kendrick showed
temptation. Yeah, I'm not saying they don't.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
for some, it's a voice. So who would?
Right. So, yeah. And that's an interesting thing. And then what's the
You know what it really is?
What's the interesting
because
thing?
Because I cannot. The voice?
Yeah.
Because I could not be looking at TV, and if I hear a certain voice on TV, I know whose it is immediately.
Right.
And it's unbelievable.
Yeah. But we not even going, because I already know if certain people get on TV for you, it's over.
It's just, you know, during a certain time of the year. So, you know, a season.
Yeah.
He's not on there all the time. It's a season.
Yes, we know basketball. Yeah. Okay.
And I know that voice. I don't know why.
Yeah. I know.
I don't
know.
Hear it every day.
Mm, okay.
Oh, I don't know, but I do know that every time. I'm like, oh, I know that voice. Hey.
Yeah. All right. Well, not that we've avoided the stalker blues.
And you already know I don't care. You already know.
Right,
that
I know.
Not within me.
Right, because you was arguing me down. It was what, last month about something. I'm like, well, what if it was your stalker crush? And then all of a sudden your whole voice changed. You drop down. Well, why would you bring him up? I was like, wow. It's just like that. You was arguing strong. And he's like, why would you bring him up? I was like, okay. All right. So, on that note, we're going to go on break, y'all. We're going to let Brown Sugar recover from her bout of stalker-itis here. This is Jay-Z, Death of Auto-Tune.
Track, let the story begin. This is anti-auto-tune, step for the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-along. This is Sinatra at the opera, bring a blonde. Preferably with a fat ass who can sing a song. Wrong, this ain't politically correct. This might offend my political connect. My raps don't have melody. This shit make niggas want to go and commit felonies. I made through it myself, I'm so Brooklyn. I know we facing a recession, but the music y'all making gon' make it the Great Depression. For your lack of aggression, put your skirt back down, throw a set, man. Nigga, this shit violent. This is death for auto-tune, moment of silence.
La-da-da-da. Hey.
history without a pen. No ID on the track, but the story begins. Begin. Hold up. This ain't a number one record. This is practically a song with a deadly weapon. I made it just for flex, Mr. C, I want niggas to feel threatened. Stop your black crying. They kid the dog. Everybody dying, no lying. You niggas jeans too tight. Your color too bright. Your voice too light. I might wear black for years straight. I might bring back Versace shades. This ain't for Z100. Ye told me to kill y'all to keep it 100. This is for Hot 97. This shit for Clue, for Callen to be the best in. Nigga, this shit silent. Get the step of auto tune, moment of silence.
La da da da. Hey, hey.
Hold up. Only rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. 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 Hold up. This shit need a verse from Cheezy. Hey. I might send it to the mixtape, please. Get somebody from BMF to talk on it. Get this to a blood, let a crit walk on it. Dicky style to style on it. I just don't need nobody to smile on it. Y'all niggas singing too much. Get back to rap, you keep painting too much. I'm a multi-millionaire. So how is it? I'm still the hardest nigga here. I'll be in the project hallway, talking about how I be in the project all day. That sounds stupid to me. If you a gangster, this is how you prove it to me. Nigga, just get silent. This is Kepa Auto Tool, moment silent.
La da da da. Hey, hey. Goodbye.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Jay-Z and Death of Auto-Tune. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So I thought when that song came out that Auto-Tune was going to die. It didn't. I'm still sad about that. It's the one death that I've been asking for a long time. I'm not praying for it, but I thought about it.
So death of Auto-Tune and rap, though, because Auto-Tune's been around a long time.
Yeah, and it sucks.
You just don't like it in hip-hop and rap.
I just, it's too much singing. They all sound, I don't know. It's almost to the point where Auto-Tune make my nuts hurt.
Wow.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, don't listen to it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's it almost shuts my whole body down.
So then you didn't like Roger Zapp. You didn't like their music.
It was okay. But you know, when Roger and Zapp did it, they were the only ones. And then T-Pain does it, and it's like everybody does it.
Well, yeah, because that's how people, which is weird because he can actually sing. You know, he actually has a pretty cool voice. It's not a bad voice. But for people who don't or can't carry a tune, it helps them out tremendously. So I can see where, it is helpful. But at the same time, yeah, I just think, you know, back in the day when people, because the Gap Band used it too, and there were some other, okay, you know, people who sang, used it, but it wasn't like it is now, so.
Yeah.
And I think because people actually had talent back then too.
I'm not going to say
actually had stage presence.
Folks have talent, it's just, we're not focusing it. Before we get started, I think we have a caller.
Hi.
Caller, you're on the air. Where are you calling from and what can we do you for?
Hey, East Coast. Auto-tune is fine. Auto-tune is just a modern tool utilized by vocalists. The problem is the lyrics in terms of the themes. The coonery, the only option is dealing drugs and slapping a hoe. That is a big issue. In a song, you don't just have vocal. You have lyrics. You have the beat. You have the mixer. You have the masterer. You have the marketing. And if we eliminate the use of auto-tune, it limits some artists who can't afford a singer, but it gives them the opportunity to put vocals on their product and reach their target market. And hopefully that lyric that they're delivering is empowering to marginalized communities and not just the usual sling a lock, get the car, slap a hole, and the typical foolishness that the record companies are promoting. So,
yeah,
I think auto-tune is good.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is about get a car, smack a hoe.
Yeah.
Take these drugs.
Shoot a brother.
Right.
Yeah, a few themes.
Right.
Shoot a brother,
shoot,
smack
shoot
a hoe.
Right.
Yeah, you know, self-destruction. And the A&R and the record companies are not typically black people. They're people outside the community playing golf, coming in the room, and the rapper comes in, yes, Amasa, what you want me to say? Oh, say those lyrics about shoot a nigga. That's so good. How much will I get? Oh, 50,000. And there go, you know, sellouts. And I think Jay-Z is a part of the problem because he tells us one thing in the marginalized communities, but then he goes and does the deals behind the table with the NFL. Hey, black folks, don't do X. I got you. And then later, wait a minute, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? You just told us not to do it. He does a Sharpton. Al Sharpton does the same thing. Jesse Jackson does the same thing. This is why the black brown community gets nowhere. Our leaders are capitalists. They're not bad people, but they're out for themselves. Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan, Big Mansion, brothers on the corner selling bean pies, struggling. You know, we're being played left and right. President Obama locked up more black people than most of the other presidents, but yet we love us some Obama. As long as you're black, play sax, shoot ball, you know, cool, got swagger, you're good. And I don't know if we're going to survive the foolishness.
We will. We're pretty strong. So I want to thank you, brother, for calling. And
thank you. You all have a great day.
I hope you call back again.
Thank you. I'll put auto-tune on my voice next time.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Peace.
All right. So, I mean, hey, pretty much how I feel. Yeah. I mean, and it's funny because, I mean, we talk about the rappers, but I remember Shahrazad Ali said, if your woman start talking out of turn, open up your hand, slap her in the mouth.
Yeah.
I remember
that too.
Shahrazad hanging out with Ike Turner, writing a book.
He's trying to get some people killed.
Yeah.
Men and women.
She was touted by the conscious community. So I thought that was interesting. We talking about smacking the hoe. And
it's interesting that you went to her.
It's just one of those things. It hit me this week. And so, you know, he said smacking the hoe. I just remember Shahrazad Ali was talking about smacking the hoe. She talked.
Yeah, she was an interesting woman.
Open that hand up. Like, all right. I kind of stopped reading the book right there.
You know, and that's sad because she had some other cool, you know, some other things that were kind of like, yeah, I can get with that, but then I can't hear it now because, like, you messed me up talking about slapping.
I mean, and so that's
physical
that's
violence.
Right. I mean, I see, you know, we talk about consciousness, but, you know, you start talking about I'm going to put my hands on somebody to stop them instead of put your lyrics on them. So if we want to put the fire out, we need to put the fire out metaphorically, not with the head. I mean, because you're trying to win the argument and I got to slap the taste out your mouth. I believe those are her words, slap the taste out of her mouth. If I got to slap the taste out your mouth to win the argument, I think we both lost.
Yes, I would agree.
And speaking of losing, now we're going to go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, what's that shit that happened again? All right. Have you heard of Allison Collins?
Yeah, San Francisco.
All right. So, you know, she, you know, they're calling for her to, you know, kind of quit.
Yeah, to step down.
Yeah, they voted to strip, you know, her of her role after some anti-Asian tweets from 2016 were unearthed. So I was like, oh, man, I gotta see what she said. I had to see what she said. So 2 years before she was elected, she said, and I quote, "The Asian community needs to speak out more against racism against Black and Latino people," suggesting they would also be targeted by President Trump's immigration policy. All right, so she said, "Talk to many loyal high school parents and you will hear praise of Tiger Mom and disparagement of Black brown culture." She says also, "Where are the vocal Asians speaking up against Trump? Don't Asian Americans know they're on his list as well? Do they think they won't be deported, profiled, beaten? Being a house N-word is still being an N-word. You're still considered the help." And so everybody's like, "We're outraged and sickened by the racist anti-Asian statement tweeted by school board Vice President Allison Collins that recently came to light." And I just thought, like, wait, aren't Asians complaining about being deported, profiled, and beaten? They're complaining about being on the list a little bit. I mean,
there is some talk.
I'm just saying, isn't that what's happening? They're kind of being profiled and beaten. Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't see what she said was anti-Asian though. I'm still looking for that.
Right. Where are the vocal Asians speaking up against Trump? Remember, I think the last 2 years of his reign, he was like Kung Flu. He was like, it's the Kung Flu.
Well, that's what he called Corona. That's what he called Corona.
Right.
He blamed China for getting out of hand. And
exactly.
Yeah, so.
Right.
I don't know. I don't see where she, even if that hadn't happened, I don't see where she was anti-Asian. I really don't.
Well, see, I'm gonna roll with these two sentences again. Where are the vocal Asians speaking up against Trump? Don't Asian Americans know they're on his list as well? So, see, I wasn't going to be racial. I wasn't going to be racial, and I'm still not going to be racial. God damn it. It's not going to happen. So, remember I talked about the marshmallow people? Remember the marshmallow people?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to talk about the marshmallow people who like making and eating s'mores. The people, and then there's different people, right? So there's those marshmallow people. Then there's the people who like licking and eating mangoes. Then there's the people who like sucking on and draining all the juice out of pickles. And the people who were born in pollution. Now, if you remember that I was talking about the other day, the people who were born in pollution.
Yeah. Yes, right? I do remember
that. So we have the people who like sucking and draining all the juice out of pickles. Right? Who like pickle suckers? Pickle suckers are terrible people, right? So when the marshmallow people who like making and eating s'mores come around and they're beating up on pickle suckers, everybody's mm-hmm. like, you know what? Yeah, those pickle suckers, they suck pickles. Why in the hell do we care? They suck pickles. But then all of a sudden, the people who were born in pollution, who may or may not have, like, smaller stuff because they was born in pollution.
Do they have smaller members?
Might, yeah, they might get beat after they get tired of beating up on pickle suckers. Because it's like, you can only beat up on pickle suckers for so long. It's like, man, mm-hmm. I'm tired of beating up on pickle suckers. I'm tired of beating on people who like licking and eating mangoes. We need to beat up on some new people. Who can we beat up on? Well, you know what? Our president said the people who were born in pollution are the reason why we got coronavirus. So we should beat up on them. Then all of a sudden, it's a problem when the people who were born in pollution who weren't getting beat on and stood by and let the pickle suckers get beat. Boom. Now we have a problem. You see? You see what I'm saying? It's just,
oh, I definitely see.
Right. So now it's like the pickle suckers and the people who like licking and eating mango, they're just like, wow, they're beating up on people who were born in pollution. And that sucks. But we tried to tell them when they were beating up on us, just because I like to suck on pickles doesn't mean I'm not a worthy person. Just because I like licking and eating mangoes does not mean I'm not a worthy person.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be getting beat on because I like licking mangoes or sucking the juice out of pickles. I shouldn't be.
Nope.
But that's what was happening. So now, the people who were born in pollution, everybody wants to beat up on them. And it's sad. It's like, yeah, that's what the people who suck on the pickles been saying the whole time. We just suck pickles. We ain't bothering nobody. These folks just walking up, knocking the pickles out folks' mouths. Why? Just because they got pickles. They like pickles. Why are you eating that mango? See what I'm saying? They ain't did nothing, but now everybody getting beat, and it's a problem. Everybody getting beat, and it's a problem. It was always a problem. It was always a problem, but because the people who were born in pollution, they didn't suck on pickles, so it wasn't an issue. They weren't pickle suckers. They weren't mango lickers. So, boom, they have an issue. There we are.
Everybody, here we are. But everybody gets a turn eventually.
Yep. Yep. And so, going back to Allison Collins, she said that in 2016. You know, it's one of those things where somebody just say, hey, you know what? Y'all really should be talking about this violence against pickle suckers. No. What? You're not going to speak out about this violence against pickle suckers in mango liquors? No? Okay. And so they're mad at her for telling the truth. Like you said, what she said was wrong. I didn't hear the anti born in pollution talk that they talk about.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I kept waiting for it.
Right. That's what I said. I read the tweets. I was like, okay. So she had to say, well, you know, these Asians who started the Kung Flu, I was waiting on that to come out, but Kung Flu didn't exist in the language yet. That was 2019 when Kung Flu arrived. So she didn't say it. She didn't originate it. So, yeah. That happened.
Yeah, I'm still curious. I'd love for somebody to say, you know, that's against her to say exactly like what she said that was anti-Asian.
Just telling the truth. Just telling the truth. You know, I thought she was sitting up there endorsing fisting, vaginal fisting or something. I was waiting on something, or maybe she was the one that stole the Louis the Lookout mascot, and they caught her red-handed. Somebody took a picture of her with that mascot suit that was stolen. I thought I was waiting on something, or maybe she planned to kidnap somebody somewhere. She's part of Antifa? Yeah. She's part of Antifa. Somebody got to die. No, that wasn't it. I was waiting. That was it. I mean, she wasn't even pining for methamphetamine made in the Bay Area. I thought it was something real. So, you know, we can go on and on. You know, she ain't shot nobody. She ain't raped nobody. She just told the truth.
No derogatory words. No offensive words.
No. No rocket launcher. No rocket launcher. Nope. I guess that's one of those things that we're going to have to fail to understand here. Yeah, that's it. There ain't no more. So for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversation, smoothdrama.com. Jump into the chat room. We welcome you. Other than that, enjoy your weekend. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got smooth.
drummer. Smooth.